Blog Talk Radio.
I'm unmuted here. All right. All right. Okay. I'm unmuted now. Let me go to the calls. All right. Hope you all can hear me. Hear me fine. Okay, do me a favor, elders, and if you can put your microphones on mute. Let's go down the line. We have Nicole, 414 area code. Sunshine, I see you there because you be on speed dial. I'll bring you in later. All right. I hope you got your stuff written down, your copious notes taken. 414 area code.
Good evening, elders. How are you?
I'm doing well, Nicole. How are you? The floor is yours.
All right. So I'm born and raised in Milwaukee, and I just wanted to say that this character who they're saying so-called hit these people in Waukesha, that person
yeah.
has never been in Milwaukee. I've investigated, and this is a profile, a character from Nevada. They don't have any connections to Milwaukee at all.
Look
and
at that.
It's almost,
good research.
It's almost as if I'm 100% sure. So it's almost as if they're just like maybe using deceased people profiles or maybe getting these people from prison and then chipping them and just having them lined up for the next event that they want to stage. And I also believe that the Ahmaud Arbery case is not real because I found a video on social media where some years before the so-called murder, he was doing this to the police, where he had on props. He had on a female winter coat in hot Georgia in the summer, and they were pretending like he's being harassed on body cam footage by the cop. And then the cop fake tased him, and then he doesn't even say ow or go down to the ground. And then the video is over. And
yes.
with the whole thing.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
With the whole thing in Kenosha with the Kyle Rittenhouse, that was so fake. I just laughed at that whole story. And then one of the people who was supposed to be shot in the head on the video, he's saying, ow, and putting his hand over. Then the girl's like, let me see it. I'm like, first of all, if somebody got shot with that kind of rifle, their brains would be splattered out, and they would not be talking, saying, ow. You know, and it's just sad, like, how many people believe all of these stories. People just believe in this stuff.
Well, you can tell. I'm glad you're bringing out the fact that there are canned, scripted, news stories made for the public. A lot of people don't know about crisis actors. They don't know that under the actual Pentagon, there's a department of propaganda. That's a part of the Pentagon. Like there's a certain number of pieces, movies, and all that must be put out every year, including news stories that strictly for the propaganda. So a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know about drills. So Hollywood, when they're casting, they're not just casting for movies. Sometimes they cast for commercials, and if you're good in that, they'll say, well, okay, we have this drill we would like you to be a part of as a crisis actor. You know, and they'll tell you it's just practicing what would happen if under any event. Actors are paid for that. A lot of people don't know about that. So a lot of pictures and a lot of the things where you see the lights, the police lights going and all that, some of that stuff be from straight drills they have footage from. And they'll just show it and start narrating a story in front of it. Like you said, no one know of these people.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll create a story from the news cycles. From the news department, they'll create a story and pay someone as this caricature. Okay, so I'm glad you know about it. It's called crisis actors. It's going to be hard to nail them down now with the advent of masks now. So it used to be a time where people on YouTube was busting these guys because they would use the same actors for every event. So they were doing the facial match and say, well, this person was in that drill and they was in this drill. They was here. How, and you moving this person in every city. So it was one point where people were busting them online, sister, was showing an actress here and she would show up somewhere else and they would pull up her actress page. So now under the advent of mass, it's going to be real hard to try to do it now because now they can cover themselves. But go on.
Yeah, and then there was another video that I saw where some dudes pretend like they the car was getting shot at by the cops. You don't see no bullet holes or anything on this car, and they said that the cop killed the person in the back seat by shooting him in the chest, but you don't see any bullets on the back windshield. And sometimes I'm starting to think maybe some of these actors are maybe people who committed unrelated real crimes, and then they say, hey, we'll let you off if you agree to act and pretend like you're getting shot or do X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And guess what? Hey, listen, none of this surprised me. There's no depth. There's no depth they won't stoop to. Okay, to continue their disruptive behaviors and dividing the world. So,
and I got
one
final point.
Go ahead.
One final point. There was a Caucasian guy from Canada page. He did a video about the Waukesha thing, and when he showed the person driving in the red van, it was a white person. And then somebody in the comments was like, "Hey, take that down. That's not the correct person. That's fake footage." And then he was like, oh, that picture I had up earlier, get that out of your mind. That's not the person. And then he put a black person as the criminal for the thumbnail. I was like, oh, my goodness. And it wasn't even the same guy who they end up saying it was. He used a dark-skinned guy for his thumbnail. And then there was a tweet that they used from the Daryl guy. And one out of all of the racist comments and people who believed, there was one white person who didn't believe it. He felt like this was fake, and he felt like the Kenosha thing was rigged. And so I was getting ready to comment and say, it's about time somebody sound rational. No sooner as I could get ready to type, it had the comment vanished. So they have people actively working at these platforms, deleting the rational comments and keeping up all of the race baiting comments.
Yeah. And some people might ask, Sister, and I'm going to give you the last word, why would they go through great lengths? Well, keep in mind, in order for you to have some similitude or some power and control over a population of over 3 million people, the majority of that control must be psychological. You have to be able to divide the citizens of any country so that they don't think to come together. So and they do that through psychological warfare. So a lot of these stories is to cause argument and friction amongst the population so that they can take a political side. That's how you stop people from coming together, because one person believed this side of the story and the other people believe the other side. They're in the same house, but have different ideas and will actually, folks, fight each other on these particular generated stances that were given to them. So it's psychological warfare. That's why I said, listen, the best thing to do is get into this Bible, read this truth. The reality is what you see before you. Don't believe anything you see on TV outside of what you see real time. If you fall for any of it, you'll fall for all of it. Okay? It's called, that's right. And when you get a chance, and thank you, I'm going to place you on hold. You got one last word, and then I'm going to place you on hold. Go on.
Yeah, but I think that where it's in Jeremiah said that Babylon could have been healed, but it's not going to be. I think that was talking about how this country actually had a chance to actually have some normalcy, but they're not going to, because they keep falling for the psychological games, and eventually this country is just going to be eroded, as you know, and it's going to come under the one world government, because this is really the only country that has some sort of freedom, but they're going to make America, they're going to level it down to this kind of how the European countries are, how the people don't have any Second Amendment rights or, you know, any power, and they just get pushed around, like how they're doing in Australia. They want that to be the way, you know, they want that to happen over here.
You're right. Well, thank you, sister. Great call. You always bring some insightful information. So, in a place you want to hold, thank you for that. And the other thing, hey, folks, a lot of y'all don't, there's a movie that was out years ago called Wag the Dog. Y'all didn't see that? It's called Wag the Dog, where outright they shape public perception politically through the media. It's Wag the Dog. If they want a war, they know exactly what to tell people to get the population to back a war. Even though before the news said it, before the news said it, war wasn't even in none of your minds. But they know exactly what to say to make you say, yeah, man, we need to go deal with that. another example is before America got into the war with Germany, do y'all know Germany and America was allies? Did y'all know Germany and America were allies before America got in the war? Right? In World War II. Did y'all know that? Like, all of the ingenuity, the engineering, the science, they were like this, blood brothers. Germany and America went hand in hand until Great Britain said, well, listen, they was about to cross over. Russia was about to cross over, and they were like, listen, if America help us with this and come into the war, we'll work to make sure that we'll give Israel or a Jewish state to Israel if y'all help me in this war. Did y'all know about that? So the media started demonizing Hitler in cartoons and all that. And now America started feeling a certain type of way about Germany when a week beforehand, before they were pulled into the war, Germans and America were hand in hand. That's the power of media. Mm-hmm. So that's why. Would you say, Elder Gabbar?
I was. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I'm going to bring you in.
Okay. I thought I was muted, but I just wanted to make sure.
No, you're here.
Okay, yeah. You're absolutely right, because and not only before the war, they were cozy with Germany, but after the war, they secretly shipped out and fly out all the Hitler's top scientists and engineers.
Project Paperclip. It's called Project Paperclip.
Yeah, so all of that was just a business opportunity to go to war and set up a Zionist sympathy boogeyman. Not to say that Hitler was not a crazy person, but sometimes they use any time there's a crazy person or someone who's out there, they could say, okay, how can we use this guy for our benefit?
Exactly.
So that's exactly what happened.
Well, thank you, Elder. Great points. Yeah. But see, they're banking on people becoming sheeple. That's why I don't care about the Rittenhouse garbage. Because let me tell you, anytime they put a camera to let everyone see every day, you know it's canned. You know it's politically driven. Mm-hmm. Here it is, during the R. Kelly trial, that's what I wanted to see personally. If we're going to show me a trial, let me hear what the defense is saying and the offensive saying instead of the information that they're putting through the media and cutting off what the other side is actually bringing forth. Only thing I've seen was composites looking like B.B. King, pictures of somebody who I thought looked like R. Kelly. So when you see drawings and they're not giving you the real story, like there's no cameras inside the courthouse, that's when you know they're trying to hide something, when they're showing you a sketch. Well, why do you show me a sketch for the Rittenhouse trial? Where were the sketches at? So, folks, y'all need to start realizing when they're trying to hide certain things or when something is politically driven. They want you to see it. They want to incinerate you. 310 area code. Lynn.
Oh, yes.
As a comment.
Yes, hi.
How you doing, Lynn?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Elder?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is the higher. Floor is yours.
Amen. Yes, I just had a comment regarding the reporter that was telling the story regarding the man that ran through the Christmas parade. This reporter,
yes,
I am familiar with, Edward Sauls. Years ago, when I considered myself quote-unquote Christian, I used to listen to True News. It used to be a radio station. I think it's a podcast. And the founder is Rick Wiles, that used to be with TBN, the network.
Hmm.
Edward Saul used to be one of his reporters. And now, as a black person, he used to infuriate me because whenever he would relay a story regarding like a black pastor or anyone who was black, you could hear the anti-black sentiment in his voice. And sometimes Rick Wiles would actually have to redirect him or correct him because Rick, in his professional, I guess you would say his professional life, he used to be a pastor, had a lot of black pastor friends. And so you could kind of hear like Rick would let him speak and then he would redirect him. But this guy, at least in my opinion, is a vehement racist regarding black people. So this story was probably like hitting the jackpot for him where he could feel all of his hatred into one story regarding blacks. I just wanted to relay that because he has a history of doing that.
Okay, so are you saying this Edward Saul is black?
No, he's not black. He's Canadian. He's a Canadian man that used to be a reporter with True News. And I think True News may still be around. I don't listen to it anymore, of course, because, you know, my truth has changed. But they used to have a radio station and a podcast. But what I was saying that whenever he would relay or report a story regarding maybe a black
– against black.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm.
It was, you know, regarding a black subject or a black personality or person, it was always – I would say probably, you know, 100% out of 100% of the times, always an anti-black slant. I mean, it was just apparent that he did not like black people. And so
I'm
just saying with
Sister, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm so glad. We have so many different people who come in from different walks of life with key information. I'm pulling it up right now. True News, TRUNEWS.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna look this shield up.
Mhm.
Because I'm gonna tell you, usually when they're coming with that sort of rhetoric, there's some that type of disdain. You can sniff out some tinge of a Zionism someplace.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm sorry, Elder.
No, Elder,
what's really funny. What's really funny, too, is that I can remember when I would listen, because I commuted, and so I would always put them on the radio because their show would be like an hour, and so I would listen like on my way home. They were very in their reporting, and I think Rick Wiles got in trouble for this a couple of times, at least in the way of comments. They were very anti-Semitic in their comments, their views of the state of Israel and the people who live in the country of Israel. So it's really weird. I don't know, like, what they're, you know, what their thought was, but I know Rick Wiles had been accused a couple of times of being anti-Semitic. I don't know so much about Edward Saul, but it was a very show. But I believe,
okay, well,
go ahead.
Well, based on my research on his name,
mm-hmm.
it seemed as if he's Hungarian.
Okay.
He's Hungarian.
But he used to live in Canada, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Or he's from Canada,
okay.
Even though he may be Hungarian in his descent.
Well, hey, you know what? Come to find out, I'm looking him up. The
mm-hmm.
name?
Yes.
Interesting. Hungarian Jewish. Okay.
Don't
worry about it. I'm going to do some more research on this guy since he want to demonize
Please
Israelites.
Do.
I
Please
will,
do.
Sister Lynn. I really appreciate
yes.
it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Elder.
Stuff.
I just wanted
Good
to share that.
Bless you. Talking about in Israelites, they have a history of violence. Where? How can you fix your mouth to say Israelites have a history of violence in a country that's celebrating right now the violence of against millions upon millions of North American Indians. 984 area code. That's the hypocrisy of these people. 984 area code. How are you? How you doing, Mimi? You have a question?
Yes, so I just have two short questions. The first question is, you know, I'm out here in the North Carolina body. There has been word that you guys will be here in North Carolina for the Feast of Dedication coming this Sabbath with an elder named Hannah. Is that true or?
No, that's not true. We were coming down to the D.C. area this weekend. But we didn't want to get caught up into that crazy traffic for the beginning of the so-called Thanksgiving weekend type deal. So what we're going to do is the following, the end of the Feast of Dedications, when it ends, we're going to end it with the D.C. Body. So
okay,
next weekend will be in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Okay, so he has already taken payment. Telling like people that you guys are going to be there this weekend, this Sabbath, at his church in North Carolina. I'm not even sure.
Well, listen to me, sister. We're also planning a trip to North Carolina, so maybe that's what that's about. Okay, so we are planning a trip to North Carolina very soon. Very soon we'll be in North Carolina, so. So maybe that's what that's about. So you don't got to worry about it. Everything is, whatever they're doing there, they say it's collecting it there. So that when we get there, things will be good. It's probably for when we come to North Carolina. We're working on that now. So are you going to be there?
Well, they said it was too late for me to pay to come see you guys. Like they were saying that I could no longer pay, like the tickets were all bought out or something like that.
Sister, I don't know about no tickets. There's no tickets for me to come to a church, all right? So what I got to do is I have to talk to you offline because there's no one's selling no tickets for me to come and sit down with a congregation. So I don't know where you get your information from, all right? So let me write down your name and number. Hold on. This is your number here, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, there's no, when I, just like I'm going to visit, there's no tickets. I go in here and I sit down. The most I give me a word, I encourage the congregation and I leave. So I don't, there is no tickets for me to come visit a church that we are all a part of, okay? So,
okay.
Let me ask you this. Do you actually attend the church in North Carolina?
I've had like one time, but every time they get to go to a different service.
Listen. When I ask you a question, please don't go someplace else. All right, I'm asking you a question for a reason. All right, don't give me the extra information. Just give me the information. Do you attend the North Carolina congregation? I say yes or no.
No, there's never a building.
Okay, thank you. Hold on. Would you like to attend the church?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So I'm going to call you. We'll call you. I'll have Elder Lawyer who's on the line call you. Okay?
Okay.
And the reason why I have to be direct is because when you tell me that someone might be doing something and you don't even attend the church, and what I do is I don't receive accusations without verification. That's how stuff starts. That's how rumors start that might not be grounded in anything. Okay, you don't attend the church. Who knows if you heard something secondhand, and now you already started off with something that was incorrect because there's no
tickets for no
elders. My mom
attends the church.
I understand, but listen, I ask you. Your mom is not on the phone. I'm asking you, did you attend the church? Because you're going to give me stuff secondhand from your mother. So this is why I went into the lesson. You need to see my lesson I did last Sabbath. Because what we do is we talk off without verifying not realizing that's against the law. That's bearing false witness without understanding how grave that could become. All right? You can't verify something through second person, including your mother. It's wrong. Okay? So I'm going to call you, and if you want to attend the church, you're more than welcome. And guess what? You don't have to get a ticket to come either. All right?
Okay.
All right, bless you. And see, I'm glad that that call happened because you see how things develop and be out there in the air. That could be, suppose she didn't call me and had that idea in her mind and begin to go on different platforms saying, well, my mother said I had to buy tickets and we raised money for Elder to come and she don't even attend the church. She doesn't even attend the church. So this is some of the behavior that we're used to dealing with, not blaming anyone, but through the truth of the law, a lot of that stuff that we're used to doing gets corrected with the law of God. Because people can callously just say anything they want without any repercussion in this world right now. And people have become accustomed to communicating like that. So that was a good call. Right? Let's see. It clears up misconceptions and all that. Like, if you really want to clear up a misconception, you go yourself. You don't throw some stuff out there that can be accusatory. Chris has a comment, 202 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you?
Yeah. Elder, this all ties in to that academy you just had for us, who is Edom. It all ties in. And what I was going to say is when I was back in Baltimore, I stayed there for a little bit. I'm in Georgia now. And what happened was, when they had that riot with the brother that the police had allegedly took out. Well, what happened was the people, the natives that was in Baltimore, they were saying that it was not actually people that was pushing people to do damage to the property that was from Baltimore. And I heard the same thing with St. Louis. So I wanted to see if I could share a scripture. It's 1 Peter 4:3-4. And it says,
"Yes,
for the time past of our life may suffice us to wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walk in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, reveling, banqueting, and abominable adultery, where they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you." And the elder, when I heard that, I was like, man, that sounds similar to what people was running to with the Black Lives Matter. And it's like, the reason why I started reading into Peter is because I know last week you were talking about how we must start working on our anger and getting mad so quick. And I said, let me start reading Peter. And I found that, you know, because I read it before, but I found that and I said, let me share it with the Bible.
Well, thank you, brother. And yeah, when you say it sounds like Black Lives Matter, you're absolutely correct, because the same people behind all of these events on the left, when it comes to, because they've squeezed all the juice they could out of Black Lives Matter. Yep. They've dismantled that, paid all their actors off, and now they've moved on to the next thing. So when you say it sounds like the same thing, it is the same thing. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Rinse and repeat. That's all it is. They do the same thing over and over under different names. And now, like, they're doing this again. They're going to keep doing it. Every other week or every other month, you're going to hear about an Israelite story. It is not going to gain any traction. It's going to go away, and then they're going to come with something else.
Yes,
let me
sir.
Tell
I'd
you.
I'd like to see if I could be connected to the Bible, too, in Georgia.
Georgia? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, do me a favor. Your name is Chris.
Yes, sir.
Elder Ramar, I need you to take down Chris's number and text his number to Baruch. All right? So hold on, and Elder Ramar will get your details, all right?
The what?
Chris, 202 area code, right? And I think Elder Lawyer, this weekend, this Sunday, we'll be going into the divide between man and woman, correct?
Yes, sir.
I really want to go into that. And I'm going to go into the communication piece of why there's such, I already got scriptures on it, why there's such a chasm in between man and woman in communicating. Okay? And I want to go into that. The Bible tells us about all that. To communicate, forget not. And there's a different, it's like we're speaking two separate languages. And there's a reason for it. And you know what it is? It happened in the Garden of Eden. It's called the struggle for power. Okay, and that gets in the way of communication, because it's, this is what I'm saying, and this is what I want to do, but this is what I'm saying, and this is what I want you to do. It could be the same conversation, totally, two people with the same conversation, totally not understanding one another, and I'm going to go into that, okay? The battle for control. Okay, and believe it or not, that segues into how we communicate with each other, even when we're not husband and wife. How men communicate with women out there, and how women communicate with men out there. It's the same spirit. It doesn't matter whether or not it's husband or wife. There's a demon that's operating, and I'm going to deal with that this coming Sunday. All right, let me go to the next call. And see, and that's why I've learned to, when I communicate. And now, if I'm talking to someone, I won't allow them to talk about something else until they answer my question. Because these are the conversations we have allowed that lead to more dysfunction and chaos. 757 area code. Claudette has a question.
How you doing? Yes,
I'm
sir.
His name is Ahaya, Claudette. How are you?
Praise the Lord. I'm doing great, sir. I was just calling because it's been a while since I visit my local church. Since August, I drive 10, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. So I don't make it to the church, but on Saturday I lay in my bed all day and turn the church on. When it says live, I turn to the live show because I love the Lord with all my heart and all my soul. And I'm calling to give a comment on the verse, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Being a person who witnessed this on a continuous basis every day, I wrestle against not flesh and blood. But because I found God at 5 years old, when these demon attacks come at me, I can handle it. I give all praises to the Lord. Last night, a man was inches from the back of my car. I have signs on. Then I drive. I make frequent stops. I have all my flares and flashers. And he just rushed up on me so violently fast. And as he went past me, he was giving me the fingers, but I did not give him any contact. I continued to proceed to my route. And I pray with the Lord all day. I'm listening to the church all day or listening to the music. And, you know, I go in these stores and in these businesses, and I'm being attacked by the customer, the cashiers, sometimes the customers. And I know it's wicked attacks.
Claudette, hold up, because you're dealing with fluid thought. Everything come to your mind, you're just saying. What is your question?
The wrestle against flesh and blood, how demonic forces is just always around, and you have to pray and put on that suit of armor, because you can't go arguing with everyone who jump at you with bad words. So I put on my suit of armor and I pray, and I've been reading on wrestling with the flesh and blood all day, and I just feel compelled to call because you know, we're living in our last days, and I see the fall of us. I see the grocery store stuff is getting lower and lower on foods and people
Excuse me, Claudette. I don't mean to interrupt you because we have a long list of people that I have to get to, right?
Uh-huh.
Under your name, it said you had a question. Do you have a question?
I want to ask
what
a question about
question?
Wrestling against flesh and blood. I just feel like I'm always being attacked by something that's not human. And, last night with this car just rolled up on me out of nowhere and was inches from running into the back of me. And, you know, I pray all day and I pray for protection from dark forces, but it's like every day something is coming at me, trying to destroy me.
Well, this is what we're going to do, sister. This is what, because obviously your question is, you want some prayer to help you with what you're battling with. So
yes,
I got that.
Yes, sir.
I got you. Now I got you. So what city and state do you live in, Claudette?
I live in Newport News, Virginia.
Newport News. Okay. So this is what I'm going to do, Claudette. I'm going to ask Elder Ramar to put down your number, and we're going to get an elder in close proximity to sit and pray with you, okay?
Yes.
All right, bless you. Just hold on.
Thank you.
Make sure you pray in the name of Ahaya, Bahashim Yeshaya,
Wallah.
And believe it or not, the whole thing is you cannot operate in the spirit of fear or paranoia. That means what's happening is not on the outside of you. Okay? So first of all, you have to take self-inventory. It's repent any sins or anything you're dealing with to ask the Most High to forgive you for that.
I work 12 hours a day. I'm always in my car with the Lord.
Okay, but listen,
when I come home, I see my shower, my bed. I'm out at work.
All right, well, Claudette, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to have Elder Ramar, make sure you call her, the 757 area code, put her number down so that we can do prayer for her. But keep in mind, if there's any fear or paranoia going on, okay, that's internal. Because in reality, when you're walking with Christ, the spirits fear you, not the other way around, okay? So we have to discuss that, all right? We'll talk about that. 919 area code. Aja has a comment about Edward Zoll. This is the first time I've ever heard of the guy.
How you doing, Elder?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm calling out of North Carolina, and True News is where I first saw Edward Zoll, and they fired him from that show recently, I think last year. Because he was sent on a report somewhere, and he invited a cameraman who they knew nothing about, the True News people knew nothing about, and come to find out something big happened at the event that he went to. So whenever they got back from the event, Rick Wiles, who's over True News, he sat him down, talked with him, and the next thing I know, he stopped being on the show. I do know that he speaks about like 5 different languages. And a lot of his family's over in England. He was in the military, so I do remember that from watching the show. Another thing about True News, I know I heard another caller call in about True News as well and made some comments. They are pretty – I've been listening to them for probably well over 6 years maybe, and I've been in maybe 6 academies. And you guys, whenever you guys do the current events in the academies, like True News, you guys are on the same exact – page. It's crazy sometimes. I'm listening to both of y'all. I'm like, oh my God, they're talking about the same exact thing. So it might be a good news source because they do like world news, but that's pretty much what I call in to say. And I really love you guys, and I enjoy the lessons and the academy. Like I said, it's like my 6-1. So
really
enjoy it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. See, but what I find with these news articles, like guys like that operates where he's peddling himself as a journalist, you know, on these journalistic streets and trying to peddle himself like journalists to try to get some type of steam to actually eventually get himself a mainstream job. And if,
if he's
willing, and they'll say whatever they have to say, depending on who they're selling themselves to. Okay. It's a sort of what we find out there, and you can find this out in journalism because it's a very tight knit closed circle that's out there. You know what I mean? It's almost tantamount to synonymous with some level of selling yourself journalistically. So I would say that he's just trying to latch on to something. Obviously, he just, someone said, do this story, and he just pulled his car over and said, "Listen, I'll say whatever you want me to say. Give me a few bucks." But outside of that, True News, you have to realize how the enemy works too, sister. The enemy doesn't leave anything to chance. They play both sides, even if it's giving you true information. Like the guy that I've shown earlier, let me show you under YouTube. This guy right here, the Stu Peters Show, let me show you.
Oh, yeah, Stu Peters. That's where he popped over to. He started over there now.
Yeah, but he, you know, this guy's right here, the Satanic Shield too. So when you see this guy, he was a guy during the whole COVID thing that was actually bringing forth true information that the media wasn't allowing others to talk about. So that's why I say be careful, because when it comes to certain information, he was divulging true information that mainstream was avoiding. He was interviewing doctors and all that. But then he come around after being some type of conspiracy guy, bringing forth the information only to demonize Israelites on the back end of all of it. So that's why you have to watch these guys. They play on both sides, but he's still operating under the spirit of demonic Zionism. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to tell you this, if the guy says something that's true, that'll help my people, I'll go and get it from him. Because it's true. But I'll point out when he's the devil playing on both sides of the fence. Okay?
Right.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Sir.
Thank you, Elder.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One moment. All right. Hold on, sister. I've got to place you on hold. All right. That's... who is this? Claudette. I have Claudette already. Dom 313.
How you doing, Elder?
Oh, Dom. Oh, you got a lot of noise behind you, brother. I have to back up off of that. I'll be back once the noise has subsided, Dom. So get into a safe, silent area. And in the meantime, Sunshine, I'm giving you 2 minutes to take a deep breath and start reading 2 minutes straight, and then I have to go to the next thing. All right, so get on it. All right, 2 minutes, ready, go. All right, Sunshine, we're gonna get you in here right now. What's going on here? One moment. Hold on, y'all. I'm dealing with, for some reason, when I hit the button, it takes me somewhere else. Hold on. 1 second. Stick with me. Like they're doing a twofer for Cowboys, huh? They had Cowboys and Indians, the Chiefs, this Sunday, give you a double dose of Cowboys on Thanksgiving, too, ain't it? So-called Thanksgiving. We all know the Cowboys won, right? Come on, hold up. For some reason, this is acting up, sister, so I hope I can get you in, Sunshine. Here it is. 2 minutes. Shoot, 2 minutes. Let's go. Let's roll.
Okay. Tupac's stench is undeniable, and there's nothing new under the sun, just like how they waited out the generations until no one was left to prosecute those who smallpox or and slaughtered and enslaved the native tribes, such as the Wampanoags. They are following the same script today with the FDA requesting, you know, allegedly, I would say 55 or more years for release of certain data on the appropriateness and efficacy of the medical procedure. It worked to wait out the death of the Gadites again and again, and the same plans, be it medical or otherwise, are working against the sheep without shepherds, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as
yep.
well as those Gentiles who live and sojourn amongst us in majorities. To lie to us, they had to lie to them and sacrifice them to get to us, which is their goal. And it is so true that the divide and conquer is their steady mantra, that they want to know that the same scenarios of the past are reverberating and repeating in the present, and they hope for the near future, except the focus is not on the Northern Kingdom anymore. It's on, like you said, it's on Judah, and specifically the demonization and destruction of the Judachrist, like you said. But Judah will rise up, the remnant. So the racism is well known as our sore spot against the Southern Kingdom. It's a sore spot against us, the whole Southern Kingdom. And because it has been drummed into our psyches, Willie Lynched into us, and nearly from the womb, we were shaped in iniquity into this Babylonian society. And so they press that sore spot over and over with every drop of the media hat. And everyone can piggyback off of one media hype to the next, from, like you said, George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, Trump, the so-called unjabbed, selfish, poor, the R. Kelly saga, and now Daryl Edwards Brooks in a pedophile smear that we full well know is like mainly an action amongst the alphabets, but rallied for, now rolled onto us. And the list from past to present day in every sector of our life leads on. So our people and others who fall for whatever the media spews will succumb to the sway from right to left and upside down. And after this mass world beta test that the world leaders and conservatives now only have collected the data on, they also have taken the serum. They understand that they've taken, they know who will die from that serum, but they also took data on more of the population who will be compliant again compared to those who won't go along with the status quo. And they are further setting the stage, saying that they don't know who will attack in the community, since there is no indicator and it's not clear. So they're really setting the stage with anyone at any time, Gentiles included, but especially the focus is on Judah, that, you know, who's painted to be something other than the respectable 60s of MLK. And so they make us a summation of like terrorist music.
You gotta speed it up. I gotta go.
And but Christ, they do lie, Elder, and they're throwing everything at us. The kitchen sink, everything at us, and they're failing miserably by throwing everything at us. We can see that they're labeling us as the dregs of society and doing all this divisionism. It's all in this all-or-nothing attitude, linked back to what Prince Charles said, and let loose in his speech, that Satan, though he has trillions at his disposal and all that above the GDP of the world, they are run out of time. And Christ said that he would shorten their time, and they're all shaking in their boots and laying weak. And so I just wanted to say that it's inevitable that they're going down and in a perpetual losing battle against our power, who is Ahaya, and we just bless the name of Ahaya for he has given us Christ and the ability to endure to the end with eyes to see in this blessed truth and this blessed church. And that's all I wanted to say, Elder.
Praise the Most High. Praise the Most High. There goes sunshine. There goes sunshine. She's been waiting almost an hour. There's no way I was going to overlook it this time. She was the first one in queue, folks. I couldn't do it. All right, she had to come on. All right, 313 area code, Don. Okay.
How you doing, Elder? This is Don from the Detroit body.
Hey, how are you, Don?
Pretty good. So I just connected a couple dots with the Kyle Rittenhouse Black Lives Matter thing.
Okay.
So I just wanted you to know that, I don't know if you know this or not, but the city that Kyle Rittenhouse, the verdict happened in was called Waukesha, Minneapolis. And a couple, I don't know how long ago, but you, an elder lawyer, did a Sabbath lesson on the Witches of Babylon, where you shared a Black Lives Matter video with the ladies mm-hmm. discussing a demon that they worship called Waukesha. So I connected mm-hmm. that, and then a couple weeks ago, I seen a story where a guy in the same city that Kyle Rittenhouse got judged, a guy ran over, barreled through in his car through a Christmas park, like a Christmas pageant, and killed 5 people and injured 40 other people. So when I seen all that, I'm like, man, all this is related in some type of satanic ritual, because there's no way that city is named Waukesha, and that's the demon that they worship, and this guy did that pageant thing and barreled through all those people. So I just wanted to let you know. I don't know if you discussed that in the lesson today, because I just walked into the conversation, but I just connected those dots a couple of days ago, and I just thought I'd share that with you guys.
Well, I'm glad you're doing this, because you're actually connecting that Black Lives Matter piece. And the whole deal is all of these stories are a bunch of bogus lies. But what the population, what we could bank on, is that they're going to utilize these particular pieces as if they're true. And that's the issue. Because when they put these things out there to shape legislation that'll go into law, and that's the problem. So that's the sideways way of them doing it. They go out there, they create these events, they start talking about it, and then it's at the same time someone in the Senate or the Congress is looking to pass a bill talking about the same thing, and eventually it gives what? The lawmakers full autonomy to turn police and military and the law itself against segments of the population. So that's the problem with that. It doesn't have to be true. As long as it's something, it's a talking point based on a bill that they're going to pass. Now, what we have to look at is whatever bill is being passed because of it. Okay.
Right.
Because now they'll have they'll have the legal grounds to now
bring the military
and target the population. Exactly. So that's what we have to look at. And so I like to get in front of it and talk about it so that people can realize when they do the research that the majority of these stories are bogus. 100%. Okay?
100%.
All right. So.
So that's really all I wanted to say.
Even when they show when they show the Afghanis falling off airplane, I mean, somebody must. I'm like, who's? I'm like. You can see that this thing was edited.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this stuff is. Do y'all believe this? Is this Idiocracy?
Right. No, we'll believe anything. Anybody who's not woke to the truth of Ahia and to Christ, they'll believe anything.
Well, there's a little noise behind you, so you're right. So I'm glad you brought in that piece, but it's all witchcraft, it's sorcery, misdirection.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to keep our eye on the prize and realize that as long as we follow the laws, follow Christ, and not fall for these canned media pieces, and we have to make sure that these colleges and others don't recruit our children to go out there with that nonsense either. So that's what I'm saying. Let them, if you all want to believe that crap, let them be the fall guys in it. Okay? We're not going to your court. We're not going to your borders. We're not marching. We're not dealing with none of that crap, because we understand that it's stoking a racial divide. And at the end of it, there will be racial tensions that lead to much death the way they're engineering it. Okay? And we're just trying to protect our people not to be within – be within those areas when it begins to go, when it goes down. All right? Thank you, brother.
All right. I just want to thank you guys. All praises, Elder.
All right, my brother. I bless you. Great call. Okay. I think that's pretty much it. 561 area code, last call for this evening.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, were you in earlier or no?
No, I was in. I called in, but this is my first time getting on.
Okay, what I'm asking is, did you get a chance to state your comment or question earlier?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Okay. What's your name? The floor is yours.
My name is Harold with the Florida Body.
Okay, go ahead. It's on you.
Yeah, I was told by a wise man to, when it comes to the mainstream media, whatever they bring out, the first thing you should say is, I don't believe it.
Exactly.
And because they create all types of psyops, from Sandy Hook to the space shuttle and all of these things they create with these crisis actors, I don't believe any of them.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of nervous here speaking, but
No, you're not nervous. I mean, say what's on your mind. You got a couple of minutes. You got one more minute here. Talk to me.
Okay. Here's the thing. The thing for sure is what's going to happen is they're going to, whatever they put out, these psyops, is going to wind up coming back around to the children of Israel, putting us in a negative light. And for a matter of fact, the two things that are going to happen is Satan will not rest until he tries to exterminate the Israelites. And the second matter of fact is the Most High is in control of all of this. So
exactly.
We don't need to fear anything. We don't need to fear them. We don't need to be programmed by everything they're putting on TV. We don't need to believe any of that.
Exactly.
Because they worship the Father of lies. So
Well, thank you.
I have to say, Elder.
I really appreciate it. Okay. And I really appreciate it, brother. And one thing I wanted to point out in all of this, I think one of the greatest errors that our people have made, people who believe in the Bible have made, is when Christians try within society to resolve their issues politically. When Christians entered into politics, when that thing happened with Martin Luther King and it became political, when we supposed to have been, listen, if there's a separation between church and state, politicians aren't supposed to do what? They're not supposed to campaign in churches. So one of our biggest mistakes was allowing the wolf into the hen house. That was the biggest mistake. No. It don't roll like that. I couldn't imagine Caesar and Pilate and others government, the governors of Rome's time, coming into Paul's churches saying, listen, I need y'all to vote for me. That was one of the biggest issues when believers became political. That was one of our biggest mistakes, our greatest mistakes, when it was about the right to vote and all this other crap. No, it was about treating our people humane according to how God said we should be treated. And when it turned political, it was over. And now this is how they're triggering us now. They're triggering us through their political theater through the news. And then they're allowed to now go into the church and talk about all these shootings and all this old stuff, so that now they have triggered the whole church of believers to choose political sides one against another. What we must understand is that we don't have a dog in this fight. Okay, we're not dealing with none of that crap. We render unto Caesar what is Caesar and what is God's, because we'll find ourselves backing something immoral if we do so, if we continue to be triggered politically, like Elder Lawyer pointed out earlier. Here it is. Think about it. Is this the hill you want to die on? Not even knowing these people and what their background is, to go into some type of racial fight, not realizing what the real narrative is. This is not our fight. None of this is our fight. You want to know what our fight is? Let's look at our communities. That's where the real battle is. Bringing back what? Tradition, morality, love amongst one another, getting the witches, warlocks, sorcerers, and demons, and drug dealers, and killers, from amongst us. That's the real fight. Okay? Don't let them, through politics, shape ideas to make you believe the fight is on the outside of what's happening to us. Okay? We need to follow the truth and understand. And since they're talking about Thanksgiving and all this other crap, which is really exacerbating or really highlighting their racial colonization and conquering of other people. All in all, I want to say tonight, we do have something to be thankful for, elders. I thank the Most High that he revealed the truth, that our people are the true children of Israel. That's right. We're the children of Israel. And elder, we're back. I'll let you have the last word, and then we'll digress into the evening. Elder Gabar, you there?
Yes, sir.
How's it?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, no questions. I think we covered a lot today. I think, you know, we have to always make sure that we think before we act, and especially these days, that goes into even commenting on the subject matter in social media, because it's different when you use commenting something with your family or with your friends. You give an opinion, they know where you're coming from, they know who you are as a person, but millions and tens of millions of people, they may use or view your text or your message, don't know you like that.